This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Friday today. I thought, you know what? I should just go to the grocery store. And then while I'm coming back home, I'll just do driving home then. Because then I'm actually driving home. Oh, but habits. Habits. Oh. I'm halfway home and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be doing something else today. Because the brain is just doesn't have this habit. I don't do these on Friday, I do them on Thursday. Anyway, so this one is going to be short because I've got some plumbers coming out to the house at 1 o'clock and it is past 12:30 now. But all is well. All is well. All is well. We're getting some work done, getting the writing done. Today was Ellis Island Family History Day. So it is celebrating the descendants of those who came through Ellis Island, of which I am one. My maternal grandfather came through Ellis Island. And in fact, years ago, I had requested a reproduction of a page from Ellis Island. And it was the registration page for people coming through. They, you know, had to put their name, or they wrote down their name and their age and all that kind of stuff. And then they had to pay their $5 to get into the country. And I actually have the page where it has Francesco D'Aguzzo, my Italian grandfather. And so when I saw that it was going to be Ellis Island Family History Day, I thought, well, hey, we can do that. So that was today. I got myself a Statue of Liberty costume and a lamp and head dress and blah, blah, blah. Oh, and I took a face mask and spray painted it gray to match the rest of the outfit. And I put on a shirt with a bow tie and gray tights and gray sandals and ta-da. Face mask had dried, but it still had a little bit of paint fumes in it. I think I'm okay, but you know, etc., etc. And it was good. Everyone seemed to enjoy it. I also made a special side trip today because there's a doctor's office that took care of my dad. And so before all this lockdown happened, shelter in place happened, I was not going to say before all this happened. I was going to say before all this shelter in place happened, and then I thought, no, it's the stay at home have anyways. So I used to always go by the Cox Senior Health Center and say hello to them, and we had all gotten to be friends, and I had thanked them multiple times for taking care of my mom, taking care of my dad, and just would go by as a little way to say thank you, plus become friends. So this last week was Easter, obviously, and I did the little Easter thing this last week, and that was fun. We had fun. I put up some Facebook videos on that. That was fun. And then one of the ladies who works there, her name's Sunny, she had come and she said, man, we really miss seeing you. And I said, I miss seeing you too. I said, maybe I could, like, just come and stand outside the window and wave to you all. And she said, you're choking me up. I want to. I said, when are you going to? So they were in today. It's Friday. They were in today from 12 to 9. No, 12 to 6. 5. Something. Anyways. So I got my grocery shopping stuff done at the Walmart, and I went by the Cracker Barrel because I've been ordering breakfast at Cracker Barrel and then leaving them a generous tip and telling them I appreciate that they're still open and blah, blah, blah. You know, just trying to give a little support to our restaurants and things that are just, you know, being, this is so, it's not good. It's not good, but I'm glad I'm not the one making the decisions. And so then I went and just parked in the parking lot and did some writing while I was there, and actually took a phone call from work and got that taken care of. And then I waited till like 12:15 and I called them up and I said, hey, how are you all doing? This is Phil. And they said, oh, we miss you so much. I was sitting in the parking lot. And so we just jabbered for a little bit. And I said, well, I said, so I'm sitting in the parking lot and I'm thinking that maybe I could just come and stand in front of the window. We'll get everybody. So they got two of the nurses and the office manager and a couple of the receptionists were there. They were all huddled around the window. And I was talking to them and going through my spiel for happy Ellis Island Family History Day. So it's fun. It was good to see them again. You know, just good to see them again. So anyways, I am home. I'm in my garage. I did just have a really quick, short, quick little thing. You know, several weeks ago, I had talked about the fact that Billie Eilish had done a video where she basically did a slow strip tease and had all these kind of provocative things on the screen. You know, do I do this to you? Do I that to you? Why do you need this from me? Because all of the conversation about her appearance had gotten under her skin, obviously. And she was trying to address this and trying to get people to think and get them to stop acting like this way towards her. And I had said at the time, addressing it like she addressed it is not the way to go about this. Because you do that, now the trolls understand. And really by trolling, we're just saying that the flesh in people, the destructive flesh in people understands that it has gotten to her. It understands that there's something they can work with there. And then as soon as it knows it's getting a response from sticking into the knife, it's going to stick in the knife more. You're just going, that's human nature. That's the flesh. Soon as it knows that it can get to you, it's just going to come at you harder. So I just came across another article. You know, Billie Eilish says she can't win after being criticized for a swimsuit post. Billie Eilish is hitting back at folks criticizing her for sharing a tame swimsuit post of herself earlier this year during a tropical vacation while being a proponent for body positivity. The Grammy Award-winning artist spoke candidly about being trolled by people on social media who have come to love her baggy style but who have since turned on her because she put herself out in the open. I saw comments like, how dare she talk about not wanting to be sexualized and wear this? You know, it was trending. There were comments like, I don't like her anymore because as soon as she turns 18, she's like a blankety blank. But look, dude, I can't win. Okay, well, this is because no one has sat down and explained the spirit and the flesh. The spirit and the flesh, because it doesn't matter what you do. If you have attained a certain level, people are going to attack you because the flesh in them hates them and it hates you. There's no big mystery about this. The flesh just hates everybody. And anytime the flesh can get any traction on any issue, it's just going to stick in the knife and just twist it and twist it and twist it. My wife is recovering from some dog bites. She's doing well. Things are puttering along. There has been pain. There will be more. But she's puttering along, and she's doing well, and it's going okay. But, I mean, that doesn't stop the flesh from trying to torture her with, you know, things like, oh, you're never going to be able to use your hands again. You're never going to be able to play the piano. You're never going to be able. And we've had some conversations this last week about this. And at one point, I was just telling her, sweetie, look, I can tell you exactly the things that the flesh is telling you. And I just started rattling them off. And she just looked at me and she was just nodding. And I said, because that's where it knows it can get traction on you. It doesn't know that that's the future. It doesn't know that it's the truth. It's no way for it to know that. All it knows is that those are the things that it can torment you with. And so it torments you with them because it doesn't care about what happens in the future. When the future comes, it's just going to find something else to torment you with. And so it's not that it's really predicting the future. It's just casting torment. And what we have to do is recognize that those things are just lies. we have to recognize that the flesh doesn't know the future any more than we do. And one little technique that I've taken to doing is to just say, you know what, I'm not just going to sit here and think that the future is going to be horrible, because there's been a whole bunch of times. I mean, this last Monday was one of them. Nett was very concerned about going to the doctor. She was afraid they were going to give her, you know, the deadening again and tear her up some more and do this, that, and the other. And there was just, and, you know, we were talking about the fact that you don't know what's going to happen. So let's not assume it's going to be the worst, because that's just the flesh trying to. And she came out and she was like, they didn't do any of that kind of stuff. All they did was just put a few in, then I was done. And I just stopped after she got in the car. I just stopped and I looked at her and she looked at me and I said, look me in the eyes and let us make this moment a monument and say to ourselves, the worst did not happen. The future was good. The future was good. And let us remind ourselves that the future does not always turn out to be the worst thing that can happen. And rarely does it. It's just that the flesh pushes that because it wants to torment us. And in the same way, the flesh is pushing these trolls to torment Billie Eilish because it knows it can get traction. If Billie Eilish just wouldn't even mention it, you know, if she wouldn't talk about the fact that, you know, I wear these baggy clothes and no one can say anything about my body, if she would just talk about the fact that, hey, I like baggy clothes. I think they're cool. I don't understand why I got to really wear tight stuff and show everybody my body, because it's not about my body. It's about the words. It's about the lyrics. It's about the music. It's about, you know, that's what I want people to see, because we're all about the music. Now there may come a time I'll wear something else. For now, I wear this. I like this. Ta-da. I wear something else. I like that. When people are like, how dare you wear that? Hey, look, you're right. You have a right to your own opinion. That's fine. But I'm going to wear what I want to wear. I can't make everybody happy. I'm just going to wear what I want to wear, what makes me happy. And we're going to go forward in life. I'm content. Young lady and I were talking today, and she was like, you are right. We were talking about appearance and biology. And, you know, I said, appearance is not biology. And I said, the sad part about this is that biology is where all the wonder is. That's, it doesn't matter. I was talking to my wife about that this week as well. I have to close this up. I was talking to my wife about this week as well. She was saying, man, I can't even fix my hair. And I can't even, and I was like, sweetie, your body is repairing itself. That's an astonishing thing. It's building structures, repairing itself, putting itself back together after you've had this attack. That's astonishing. That's where the wonder is. Who cares whether your hair is fixed or not? The value is that you are this incredible creation by God. And you have these amazing capabilities. And this attraction, this appearance thing, it's just all just the outer layer, and it doesn't mean anything. Because there is sufficient wonder just in who you are as a human being. There's sufficient wonder in mind and body and processes. That value is astonishing. Not to mention that she's a woman, which means she's even more astonishing and more valuable. Because women keep the human race going. Because if it was up to men, the human race would be dead. Because we would not do the baby making. Anyways, so it's been a good week. Have a great weekend, everyone. I have made it home.